My dad has been my guinea pig all the way along through this, and part of what he loves his sports. And how much better is it for him if somebody else who also loves the sporting event that he's watching couldn't spend a few hours watching it with him, or he with them? And we actually even took a situation where an older individual in our community, a gentleman in his early 90s, was overwhelming his 60-year-old daughter's ability to try to help care for him. She needed a break, and she couldn't find any respite care. She just needed a week to recharge her batteries and not have to think about her dad's needs. And she couldn't find a place. And so I said, well, if you don't mind, why don't we move him into my dad's house for a week? My dad has a spare bedroom. He has some of the webcams and motion sensors and other things that I'll tell you about in a minute that we use to supplement the personal care folks that come in. And so he's already being monitored. He already has personal care folks an hour a day and remote monitoring 23 hours a day. So why don't we move this other individual into my dad's house for the week and see how it goes? She was game. I was game. We introduced them. They hit it off okay. And so a few weeks later, Elliot moved into my dad's house for a week. And it went surprisingly well. My dad taught Elliot about the sporting events that he was watching. Elliot taught my dad a little bit about what kind of trees were in his yard and, you know, which birds were which. And they dusted off some social skills that had gotten a bit rusty for both of them. And by the end of the week, mind you, with no training, and my dad is a good conversationalist, but he has never been a caregiver for somebody else in his life. And by 24 hours into the stay, every time my dad got up to get himself something from the refrigerator or the kitchen, he would ask Elliot what he wanted. Every time he got up in the middle of the night, I could see him going and checking on Elliot to make sure he was okay. He became a caregiver for this other individual. And through the course of that week, my dad needed less queuing to take his own medicines. He did the dishes more. He made the bed more. He took out the trash more. He did more things. And even on the sly, confided to me, gee, that guy really needs a lot of help. I hope I'm not like that. So I actually even kind of serendipitously goaded him into putting on a better show, you know, mm-hmm. for everybody. And